Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
A big thank you to Stitch Fix for sponsoring today's episode of our podcast, Don't Mess. Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, and accessories to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle. Just go to stitchfix.com/mess, M-E-S-S, and tell them your sizes, what styles you like, and how much you want to spend on each item.
You'll be paired with your very own personal stylist who will handpick 5 items to send right to your door.
Then you try them on, pay only for what you love, and return the rest. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free.
There's no subscription required. You can just sign up to receive scheduled shipments or get your fix whenever you want.
Stitch Fix's styling fee is only $20, which is applied toward anything you keep from your shipment. As somebody who takes shopping as almost an Olympic sport, I was very hesitant, but I was blown away at not only how easy it was, but also the amount of variety there was in terms of clothes to pick and shoes and accessories. Sometimes on online stores, I feel very limited by what they have, and I surprisingly did not feel that at all when I went to Stitch Fix.
Yeah, Chris got these like black jeans and like plaid shirt.
Yeah, it was
and like
nice
the
and
way
thick.
He kind of, like, yeah, he put it together. I was like, he was walking down the street. I could tell it was a good outfit because he made me take a lot of photos of him. I was like, that's when I know he's like feeling himself, and I think it looked really good too.
Get started now at stitchfix.com/mess, M-E-S-S, and you'll receive an extra 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. That's stitchfix.com/mess.
That's stitchfix.com/mess, M-E-S-S, to get started today. Hi guys, welcome to Don't Mess. I am Christine Sidelko.
And I am Chris Clemens. This is our podcast
where we like to learn
about things that we don't really know while bringing our level of stupidity to it. Am I drunk?
And Don't Mess is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. CastBox, if you haven't heard of it, is a podcast app available on iOS and Android. It's one of the fastest growing apps for podcasts on the market. And you can listen to Don't Mess on your other podcast platforms, but I hope that you give CastBox a try. I think it's a really great app. You can find all of your favorite podcasts on there, including, hopefully, mine. Don't Mess.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Don't Mess. I am Chris Clemens, and Christine is currently squeezing a stress pancake.
So hard, it made my knuckles crack. How are you, Chris?
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Oh my.
I bumped my elbow.
Where did you get that pancake?
No idea. Showed up here. It's really
weird.
Can I
touch it?
Yeah, you may.
Today we are here with someone. I'm excited about this episode because we're here with Sam.
Christine
I'm
isn't
excited,
excited
about this episode.
Wait. No, I'm excited.
Wait, that's
you both
so
are.
Shut up.
Okay, one of us is going to have
sorry,
to change.
Sorry.
My favorite Vine is this guy. He goes, he shows up at his high school graduation and they're all wearing, he's like, okay, one of us is going to have to change. So funny. Anyway, yeah, go ahead.
We are here with, today on the podcast, Christine and I are here with our good friend Sam Lansky, who is a writer and author of the best-selling book, The Gilded Razor.
Oh my god, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Razor Scooter?
I don't even know how to... He's our friend Sam, and he is just maybe one of the most fascinating people that I know, which... I don't
oh
know if
God.
That doesn't
I
say. I don't know if that.
This
no. I don't know if that says a lot because I know very boring people. So like, I don't know if
yeah, the bar's
this
pretty
is,
low.
Yeah, I don't yeah, know yeah, if yeah. it's like me just being like, oh my god, or if it's like actually impressive.
He is the oldest friend I have.
Is that true?
Probably.
How old are you?
I'm ancient.
He's 30
I just turned
fuck.
30. I just turned
he's
30.
Oh
which
right,
is
I didn't get invited
fuck.
To that birthday. I remembered. That's
we,
why
we
I didn't
had a
know.
Tense moment about
we
that.
We had a tense Instagram story exchange.
Yeah, no, it was a little.
Explain. Explain.
I felt really bad.
Well,
no,
he and his BFF. Okay. Debbie Ryan had to just go to dinner with a bunch of friends and Molly Tarlov and like
oh,
a bunch
oh,
of
oh we met Molly
yeah I know a bunch of people I
didn't
know
get invited
as well.
I didn't care
oh
I'm glad Christine oh. didn't care no I was supposed to do a big party that I was going to invite a bunch of people to and then I got sick I got the flu for my birthday happy birthday to me, which I can
You don't need up. To brag about all the gifts you got?
I got lavished with presents, yeah. Just so many. And then I ended up doing like a very belated thing that was just a dinner with a couple friends, and I feel bad that I didn't invite you guys. I'm sorry.
No, I'm kidding. No, honestly, it would have been just something I would have been like, fuck, I have to do.
Yeah.
I mean, like, who wants to go to things?
Yeah,
who
ever wants to do anything? No, that's why I'm just, I love giving you shit.
Whenever things cancel, I'm like, thank God. I didn't want to do that in the first place.
If I could live in my apartment and never leave for the rest of my life, I would.
Yeah, but like a house, though.
I would be really sad, but it'd
be worth it because I wouldn't have to move. In the garbage.
Speaking of improve.
You think?
Yeah. I don't feel better going out in the world. I just want to like retreat and draw the blinds. And like
that is coming from somebody who I constantly see doing the craziest shit.
Yeah, like, you seem good, so social. Goodbye. Like, too
you're
social.
Always like in your mirror on Insta stories, like, on my way out with your stupid fucking Gucci clogs.
I'm so dragged right now. So
well, anyway, you might be wondering, hey, why do they just have their friend on here?
Yes.
But it's because he's actually a really interesting person.
Am I?
Interesting. Maybe not really interesting.
Okay.
In the time I've known you, I know that you're an author.
Yeah.
You worked at Spotify, and now you work at how do you introduce? Do you just say you're an author?
I say I'm a writer.
Oh,
yeah,
a writer.
I've always just like written stuff.
I'm an
editor.
I'm a podcaster.
I'm like kind of a Renaissance man, I guess you could say. Oh, just like I wear so many hats.
Yeah.
I wear
so many Jack hats. Jack of all trades, master of none. Really?
One might say that. Yeah.
Starring Aziz Ansari.
Oh my God! No, I didn't know. I never realized that was where that title came from.
Oh really?
Yeah. That just clicked for me for the first
time. What is it?
Well, you're very welcome.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
It's like you're like you're pretty good at a lot of things, but you're not great at one thing. Master of none.
This is like a shocking realization for me.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm pretty smart.
Wow. This is the second episode that Christine has been just throwing info at me.
I'm really impressed.
Thank you
just
Christine
opened up my worldview.
Christine is super
praise.
Smart.
I can tell.
People, I'm
I know
not
that
smart,
her.
But I'm way smarter than people
you
think
I am. You have so many references.
Frequently underestimated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a great
frequently
Twitter
Frequently underestimated Christine Sidelko.
No, it's not, actually.
Oh, okay.
I think we can do better.
Yeah, let's work on it.
Yeah,
let's
reach out to
Chris. He's a writer, so.
Yeah.
Anyway. One might say.
Yeah.
One might say.
So, speaking of writing.
Yeah, you wrote a book called The Gilded Razor.
I did.
So gilded.
So gilded.
That razor is
such a razor.
Also,
pretty sharp.
I'm not
yeah.
that smart. What does gilded mean exactly?
Like covered in gold.
Yeah,
like
covered in gold.
Fake thing.
I feel like kind of knew. It's like one of those words like you kind of know, but you can't really explain it.
Yeah, it's like the gilded era. The gilded. There was like a time in America.
The gilded age.
The gilded. Yeah.
Yeah.
The gilded
yeah.
age.
When everything was just like covered in gold, but
and
like kind of garbage underneath
Trump
the gold.
In 2018.
Yeah. Extremely.
Gilded.
Extremely. Yes.
So your book was. I read it, which I don't read many books.
Can I just say I'm so impressed that you read my book because
I
even
am
as,
too,
as someone who writes books, I am so impressed when anyone reads a book. I think like it's the most incredible accomplishment
for me. I'm proud of myself that I read a book.
I was very,
honestly,
very impressed.
I'm not kidding you. I probably haven't read a book start to finish since
it's
my age was
hard.
In single digits.
It's
no
very,
joke.
Very hard to sit down and read a book.
It's
I have a hard
so
time.
I started listening to the It audiobook in July, and I finished it. I finished it. In March, the next March.
Yeah, no, that's exactly the right timeline for reading a book or listening to
even,
a book.
Yeah, and it wasn't
in
even reading;
form.
It was literally just listening to it.
No, it's really, really
months.
Hard.
It's so hard. But your book was—I don't know if it's because I lived in New York and feel like I had not a
here
similar.
We go.
No. I know. I
is
always
this gonna
bring
be
it.
Like a fucking suck off New York thing?
No, it's not. Okay.
Christine's
what
gonna
I'm,
leave. Christine's gonna
New
walk
York.
Out. Right,
go.
She's so mad.
Go
what I'm saying is, I was intrigued by the storyline because one, it is so interesting,
and
two, I feel
and true.
True. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's based off of you.
Yeah.
But it was. It's just such a good. No offense, your hot mess era was like so fucking. Like, I just wanted more. Like
it was pretty bad.
I read,
I've never
like,
read
I,
it.
I read
it was
on
pretty
an
bad.
Airplane, not one, five chapters across New York to L.A. But, like, it was, I could not stop. Like, it was just so, I don't know. I was.
I'm so happy that you liked it so much.
Yeah,
so
your
tell
downfall
me about it so
was
I don't
so,
have to read it.
Oh, yeah. Let me see if I can do, like, a quick Spark Notes
yeah,
for
Spark
Christine.
Notes was, oh, my
yeah.
God.
Thank God for Spark
and I'll see
Notes.
If you're leaving anything out of your
I had,
own life.
You read Cold Mountain?
No,
no.
It's, and it got me into a movie with
Renee Zellweger.
No,
Nicole Kidman.
Oh, I thought you were just listening.
I was just going to start throwing out actresses. Laura Linney, Laura Dern. Yeah.
It's like shouting out to his name.
I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I already forgot. Oh, I had to do a book report on Cold Mountain and I didn't read it. And at the end, I was like, and then they all got, they all lived and it was happy family, whatever. Actually, like the guy dies and like whatever. She's like, you didn't read this fucking book. And I don't know why I said this. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm wondering that.
It had a connection, but then it got lost.
Yeah.
It's Spark okay. Notes. Did you read the Spark Notes?
That's it.
Does your book have Spark Notes?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
How would you feel about that?
I would feel really weird about that. I know I've heard from a couple people who have like taught it in classes, and that's I did like a video. I like recorded video answers for like a college class where they had read the book.
Did they pay you?
No.
Oh,
no.
Girl.
Then you're nothing. So I mean, continue.
They made all of those people buy books. Like that's.
Oh, get those sales, honey.
Right?
Oh,
you know?
How does books, how does that work? How
book do sales you... are really weird and complicated.
Cool. You I don't care enough.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah, it's pretty either. Boring.
Tell me about, I could start your, breaking it tell down, me about but... when you were a drug addict.
Oh my God. That's a more fun
that's
conversation.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, no, you really, like, knowing you now versus reading was like, it's a total 180.
Dude,
I would never recommend a book to people. I literally recommended this book to, like, so many people.
Thank you so much for being my street team.
It's so embarrassing.
I'll buy it. I don't want to
lend
read
it to you.
It.
Don't
no,
buy
I'm saying like I'll give you the money. I just don't want to read it.
Thanks, Chris.
No problem.
Awesome.
See, I like great. Lift you up and then put you back
yeah,
down
no, no,
and keep
yeah,
you nice
yeah, yeah.
and leveled
no, it's
out.
A, it's a nice roller coaster.
Anyways, your fucking story.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say that like as someone who has a really hard time sitting down and reading a book, I think it sucks when books like I never want to have to slog through a book. And so like when I was writing that one, it was like, how do I make this like consistently engaging and entertaining so people will move through it. And like people tell me like I read it over lunch, like I read it on
oh,
a plane
that, I mean,
and I'm like great
you
well,
sold that
me,
you sold that and it did I will say it got me to read the book because you
words?
Said people read it over lunch.
It's I mean it's a book, it's like 350 pages,
but the
it's
font
like,
isn't
book.
Too small the page no it like truly like these are things I look at in
yeah,
a book is like
totally.
If the font is too small that's intimidating.
Yeah, right.
The font was good, like it was like a good pace, like I was.
That is just the first font compliment I've gotten on my book.
The font
and
is like
I,
the first thing I've noticed
I'm
in a book.
I'm thrilled about it. I'm honestly thrilled.
Books have different fonts?
Like yeah. sizes?
Now the word font seems so,
it's so
weird.
So bizarre.
What a weird word. Anyway, drugs.
We're font queens here.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Drugs?
So yeah,
what
drugs.
About them?
Confess right now.
Yeah, I did a lot of them.
Is
yeah,
that
no,
really?
I did.
What was
yeah, that's
the,
basically the entire
yeah.
story.
Which for you?
Yeah, no, that's it. I don't really have anything else.
What was the most extreme drug you did?
Oh, I mean, like, towards the end. And it's so weird talking about this because it feels, like, impolite to talk about, but also, like, I put it... No, I don't mean
okay.
the question's impolite. I mean, I feel weird talking about it, but I literally wrote it in a book and, like,
yeah.
did a book tour and, like,
yeah.
promoted it. So it's, like... But it always feels shocking to just, like, sit down with someone and be like, yeah, like, I did
well,
a lot...
Because you're so different now.
I did a lot of meth, you know,
see,
because
like,
people are like, holy shit. But also, I wrote it in a book, so it's, like, why is it still weird,
and
you
I
know?
Think that's what was cool about it is just how, like, honestly you spoke about everything. I was like... It was like someone who like smokes marijuana. I was like, whoa, like, don't want to try meth now. Like,
no,
I was like, someone
don't.
Did
you
it
did
for
before?
Me. No.
Oh, okay.
No, no, no,
no.
But
he was, like doing
it's,
a lot
like,
of it before. And he was like, now
of,
I can
like definitely
stop.
Don't want
to. I don't even know
like,
how to do meth. Is that the one you
needle?
Melt it on a spoon? Oh, needle. Fuck
wait,
that
oh,
shit.
Wait.
You can do it all kinds of ways.
Really? What's
yeah.
the spoon? Where's the.
You smoke a meth
what's
pipe?
The one then rent?
Yeah, you can smoke meth.
Rent
yeah.
the. So I was like, oh, yeah, no.
You can do meth a lot of different ways. I would say I don't recommend doing meth. I'm going to go ahead and say. I'm going to go ahead and take a controversial stand here and say. That I don't think people should
guys,
do meth.
Please don't flood him with hate on his stance. Just respect him and his stance.
Please let me live.
Which
let me stand
the
in my
was the
truth.
Craziest one you did?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, like, meth is the one that people are, like, shocked by. But, again, I mean,
I
think,
was
like,
shocked you did meth.
I think a lot of people, yeah, and I did,
I didn't know
I did
that.
A lot of meth.
Yeah,
but,
in the story, you were, it was so casual, too.
Oh,
like,
God.
Yeah. But I also think that, like, a lot of gay dudes do meth and don't talk about it. Like, it's
what?
A very big problem in the gay
I'm
community.
Learning.
Yeah. No, it's a
like
really,
part
really...
It's like or whatever? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a really, really big problem in the gay community.
And
like, it's literally, like, a public health crisis because, like, so many gay dudes do meth and,
what's
like, nobody talks about it.
Like, what got you into it? I know I read the book, but, like, I don't remember.
I mean, I think, like, if I'm being honest, and I don't even know if I knew this when I was writing the book, but, like, now with a little bit more distance, I think, like... I felt I wanted to be kind of like superhuman. Like I was all like I was fat as a kid and I didn't want to be fat anymore. And like I wanted
yeah.
to like have no appetite.
Yeah,
that was
drugs
really
are
appealing.
Great for that.
Drugs are really, really great
yeah.
for that.
But like not for anything. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. They just like also ruin your life.
Yeah.
So like kind of not worth it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be super productive because I was like, I was living in New York. I was going to this prep school. It was super, super intense. I felt like I had all this pressure on me to be this like super kid and get into good schools.
Oh, so this
and
is like high school.
Yeah, this
yeah.
is during high
oh
school.
Oh my God,
yeah.
that's the craziest part is like, this
oh,
is
I think
all
I knew
happening.
That. I was really
yeah.
young.
Like, I was like, I could never picture 17. This as my high school year. It was all of it.
Pretty crazy.
It was like crazy to remember that you were like literally talking about college in it. I was like, what the fuck?
Like, will I get in? I say, like, as I continue smoking meth.
I do like a two-story bong, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm so crazy right now. Like, I'm so crazy.
And
I just took
just
a Jello
when
shot.
You think you're done and you're like good, you're like, and I relapse. I was like, oh my god.
I know.
It is frustrating reading the book knowing you.
Yeah. No.
I was like, Sam, what the fuck?
But you know, I got it together eventually.
You keep selling me on it, and then you say something, and I'm like, oh, maybe I should have.
No, you should read it. It is, I really, really, I'm gonna be honest,
I probably won't.
I mean,
I'll skim.
You could skim. You could listen to the audiobook.
I'm just gonna listen to what
did you record
say.
The audiobook?
I didn't record the audiobook.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm gonna do it for my next book for sure. The honest reason is like I was turning in the book.
I'll
and
do it.
Can you do it for me actually? Would
and
you mind?
The razor was gilded as fuck.
That's perfect. That's the last line of the book. Christine, how did you know?
She gave away the ending
to our listeners. Yeah, could you do a spoiler alert for the listeners, please?
So sorry.
God. Yeah, no, I was about to turn in the book, and the last thing I did before I turned it in was I did literally the worst thing I've ever had to do.
I changed the last line to
the razor was gilded as fuck. Yeah. In anticipation
in summation.
Yeah. The razor
was gilded.
Gilded. Thank you. This is my book. I wanted to make sure there were like no typos or like anything. So I sat alone in my apartment and read the entire book aloud
don't
to myself.
Don't some people do that?
They do, but I didn't
don't trust
them.
Yeah, I would be the same way of like needing.
I was like, there's going to be copies of this like forever. Like it's so permanent.
Were like, editors and shit trying to like stick stuff in or like try and phrase?
Because
I feel like I've heard stories of people who have written books and been like, oh, they tried to like stick shit in and like they had to reread it to make sure nothing.
I was pretty like meticulous about it. So nothing was like getting past me. But I had to read it one final time. So I sat alone in my apartment and I read the entire book aloud to myself. And it took so long. And literally the day after they were like, do you want to record the audiobook? And I was like, absolutely not.
Do you regret that?
100%. Yeah.
I basically just did.
I could not live with the idea of having to like sit in a studio and do it again because I'd just done it and I was like never again. By that point, like I hated the book and just like wanted to be done with it. And now I'm like happy with it again. But at that moment, it was
a New York Times bestseller, right?
It wasn't a New York Times bestseller. It was weirdly, I mean, like I accept.
I thought it said it on the front.
No, I mean, we can just introduce that into the public record.
I thought it was. It must have been.
I literally read it.
It was like, I think it was. I don't know how I know this because I don't know what the list is called, but it was like on a bestseller list in Canada. I know because I was in an airport in Canada and there was like a bestsellers rack that it was on. And I was like, holy shit, how did we do that?
I feel like bestseller, like you can just say it. I feel like what's the criteria? No,
well, there's like different lists. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to like call myself a bestselling author until it's true.
Now you touched on the second book. What is that going to be just a continuation?
Oh my God, I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited.
Your second real.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's called More Meth by Sam Lansky. It's going to be great.
It was really meth as fuck.
Yeah, right.
That's my friend Sam. He just can't get enough of meth.
Yeah. I feel like I should say that, like, after I did all the meth, I like went to rehab a bunch of times and eventually got sober and I've been sober for 10 years.
Yeah, and you truly are
like
you feel like one of the most accomplished people I know.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And like, I don't. Like, was it worth it? Probably not. Please don't do math. Anybody who's listening, don't do math.
I'm serious.
It's not worth it. Read my book instead. It'll give you like a sense of what it's like to do math without having to go out and do the math.
I will say though, I did feel like I was in the apartments you were in, like there.
Those apartments were bleak.
It was very incredible to visualize, and that's what I don't know if I connected to it because of like that New York like hookup style that like I'm used to. Like,
right.
So that's why I really resonated, but. Yeah.
Well, the second book is sort of about like what happened after, but it's a novel, but it's very much about me.
What's the difference between a book and a novel?
Well, a novel is a type of a book. There's like novels which are fiction, so they're like about, they're made up. Yeah. And then a memoir, which is the first one.
I almost said that they are real life.
That's
I should not be on a podcast.
This is our book club.
Yeah.
Where we talk about literature.
Devil in the White City.
Devil Wears Prada.
A memoir is a true story that someone writes about their life, but it sort of reads like a novel. Like, it's not like, and then I did this thing, and then I did this thing.
Oh, so it's not in first person?
It is in first person, but it's not like there's a difference between a memoir and an autobiography. If you're like a politician or like a famous person, you might write an autobiography.
It's like facts.
That's
more factual.
And that's more like fact driven. And memoir is like what I remember, yeah. Like my like impressions, kind of how it felt, all of that stuff. So it reads more like a novel. So my second book, which is called Broken People, and
I didn't know the name.
It has a title.
She has a title.
Oh, it's called, does it have a cover?
She doesn't have a cover yet.
Gotcha.
She sold a couple weeks ago, and it was just announced last week.
Oh my
and I'm
God.
Very,
is
very
that why
excited
you're drinking water out of a fucking champagne flute?
I want to say that when I walked into the studio, Chris offered me water, and there were no cups. There were only champagne flutes. And now I feel like this
is
the most.
Well, that's because we knew you sold the book, bitch.
Integral.
There
cheers.
Were literally
cheers,
ten,
baby.
Like,
it's
tens
all
of
happening.
Coffee mugs.
Yeah, but like,
I
look
know,
at me.
I
but
know.
He just sold a fucking second book.
Yeah, so we're celebrating. Okay. That's why I'm here, right? Is to celebrate my accomplishments.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait. Yeah, you wouldn't even be able to drink champagne. You're like fully sober.
I'm fully sober.
What?
Yeah. I've gone out with you and like I've known you for like. Over a year.
Yeah.
Sometimes I still forget.
I do too.
I'll be like, oh, you want to drink? Oh, wait.
Is it weird?
Because you still go out and you still have fun. Like, you see
Sam
like,
is, it's.
I do, and I like, it's something that I like pride myself
I'm
on.
I'm glad that Christine said that it's, she forgets sometimes because it's.
No,
crazy.
I totally take that as a compliment. I remember when I got sober, I was like, oh my God, my life is over. Like, I'm just going to be like completely depressing and like a total shut-in and never like have normal friends or like have a normal life. And so like part of what I've tried to do in my adult life and being sober is like have normal friends and like go out and do things and not feel like it keeps me from going anywhere. And that's also like in writing the book and sort of like coming out as like someone who is this like fucking nightmare strung out teenager and like now is sober. Something that I want, like I genuinely wanted to, I know it sounds really cheesy, like share with people because like I think if you're thinking about getting sober and you feel like you can't because like you'll be completely boring and depressing, which is very easy to think. Like, I am, like, living proof that it's not the case, you know?
I just aim to inspire is
oh
basically
God.
What I'm trying to say.
You're so brave.
I'm just
and
trying
aroused.
To be an inspirational and arousing icon is definitely what I'm going for.
That's what I was
going
to say.
But, yeah, no, I'm, like, happy to hear that. I go out and, like, I do shit and, like, you know, we've... How many times have we like sat outside
yeah.
some like terrible gay bar, like,
yeah.
like bumming
while
cigarettes
while we're ripping
like,
joints and
yeah,
you're
yeah,
ripping
yeah.
your
yeah,
jewel?
Yeah.
Is it hard to be around it? Like
it
I cannot. I didn't. I literally just do marijuana.
Yeah,
if that's even considered a drug at this point, and I cannot imagine giving that up, let alone everything.
Yeah,
that you were. Do you?
Yeah, it's not even addictive, and I like
it's
don't want to get
yet,
it.
Like, do you
like, meth? Oh my God,
miss it? Like not miss? Like
no, I don't. I don't miss doing. I don't miss doing drugs, really. I mean, like, it's been such a long time now. And I
how
think,
long?
Like, it's 10 years, which is
oh,
crazy.
My God.
Yeah.
I almost said centennial.
So you got sober just as Keeping Up with the Kardashians started.
Exactly.
Coincidence?
Exactly.
I think not.
Wow. I hated that so much.
I embraced that.
Ow,
thank you.
I'm leaning into that.
Thank you. Keep
lean
leaning.
Lean in. Sheryl Sandberg, my mm-hmm. mom signs her emails with a lean in quote.
I'm obsessed with that. I'm all about leaning in.
I'm all about leaning in and
laying
what do
down.
They call those at the end oh. of an email that's always on there?
A signature?
Signature?
Yeah.
I don't write emails.
I think you should start.
I
think you should start
that's
sending
that's literally why I got a manager
Sheryl
was
Sandberg
because like, I need someone to
Sam.
Write. I, email
Sam,
etiquette,
you email me?
Email etiquette is just one of the most frustrating things to me. I hate it.
I
oh,
just
yeah.
treat it like text messages and it's awful.
Especially
everyone's
in like,
why are you mad?
I'm especially like, in like a professional context.
Oh my
like all
God,
of the
I hate
weird
how much
little
rides
things.
On an email. I'm like, fuck that.
I
would say that 95% of my emails say, great, thanks.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only thing I ever
best.
Write in email. Yeah.
Like, no, what am I, would you wish me the worst? Like, I don't understand.
You should
sometimes.
Like,
you should,
and best
you
of
should
what?
Do that.
Like,
that's,
best.
That should be your.
How you
like,
should do emails.
I'm the
you
best,
should do.
Worst.
You should do paragraph long Sheryl Sandberg quotes.
Yeah.
Worst Christine. Like, those
and
are the emails.
And when someone sees and says, saying bless you, I'll say curse you.
Yeah. Do that.
Or fuck you. Just,
whoa, whoa.
Oh, yeah. That's
not,
too far.
Can
I'm
we
sorry.
Keep it clean?
All
Chris?
Right. Well, I'm going to go clean up my act. And after the ad break, we're going to get into current day Sam Lansky. Who is friends with probably any person that you look up to in the entertainment industry. I'm
excited for that.
Or look down upon.
Yeah.
Oh.
That too.
T.
That too.
Because people have different opinions.
Wow.
And that's what makes America great. Hey, Chris, let's talk about boobs. More specifically, the things that hold them.
Ooh, my favorite part of boobs.
You're like, my hands? No, I'm talking about bras, actually, because this episode is brought to all of us, by Third Love. Not your first love, not your second love, your third love. You know, they say you never can forget your third love.
Nope, I never have.
I've now said third love.
Julie Smith, you know who you are. You know what you did. Give me back my pencil case.
Yeah, so basically Third Love, they sell bras and loungewear, night clothes, stuff like that, basically underwear. And they have super big range of sizes. If you have any size boob, you'll probably find it there. They just added 24 new sizes.
Oh my God, finally, a destination for me.
Yeah, the bra was super soft, just like really good material. I think they just like have, you know.
And I gotta say, it's really holding them girls up, baby.
They are...
Up and at them.
They are elevated, that is for sure. And for lazy people like me, it is super convenient. You can order it online in like 60 seconds, find your perfect fit. And you don't have to worry about any dressing rooms or going to the mall and driving and wasting gas and your odometer and you only got a certain number of miles because it's a lease.
I don't want that at all.
At all. So getting started with Third Love is super easy. They have this like survey you can take online and it takes like less than 60 seconds and you answer these questions. And they'll find the right bra for you. And actually, what they take into account that other people don't is that your shape of your boob, your breast.
Wow. I didn't know your boob could have more than one shape.
It also goes into like to the size of it. So it's not just the, Yeah, they have the most sizes of any bra brand. They actually have cups A through H and bands that go up to 48. Which is great because 50% of women actually fall between standard cup sizes. So they invented half cup sizing for the in-betweens, kind of like shoe sizes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Honestly, hands down, one of the most comfortable bras I've ever owned. It does not hurt my shoulders or anything. The material's super nice.
You mentioned they didn't have tags either, and I didn't even realize that normal bras had tags.
Third Love guarantees a perfect fit, so returns and exchanges are free and easy. Third Love knows it's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. So go to thirdlove.com/mess, M-E-S-S, to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase.
Again, that is thirdlove.com/mess, M-E-S-S, for 15% off today.
Today's episode is brought to you by FabFitFun. FabFitFun's Fall Editor's Box is here.
FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box delivered 4 times a year with full-size fashion, beauty, home, fitness, and wellness products for just $49.99 a box. FabFitFun is a great gift to yourself or a loved one. Do you have a daughter who is going off to college or a friend who's a new mom? FabFitFun is an awesome care package.
FabFitFun offers full-size products, no sample sizes of anything. So it's like the king, you get the king candy bar at Halloween. None of that fun size stuff.
Just full size.
We're going to the rich neighborhood, Mom. Get in. Drive me.
FabFitFun is a fantastic value. Many products' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. For example, members can choose between the Elemis Papaya Enzyme Peel or Cuccio Yoga Detox Bath. The total retail value for the fall box is over $275. The fall editor's box includes a Hava Mineral Hand Cream, Spongel Body Buffer and Freesia Pair, an Understated Leather and Free People collab eye mask, the Summer and Rose Britney Tote, Glam Glow Bubble Sheet Masks, and Silo Cobra Bluetooth Earbuds.
And you get one from each of the following sets.
In set one is the Elemis Papaya Enzyme Peel or the Cuccio Yoga Detox Bath. And in set two, you can get the Crown Brush 6-Piece Brush Set or the Earth 2EO Ring. FabFitFun sent us the Fall Editor's Box, and Christina and I really loved the two Glam Glow Bubble Sheet Masks we got, and the Bluetooth earbuds are perfect because my little brother has been talking about Bluetooth headphones, and I don't know why he's expecting me to buy them for him, but now I don't have to because they came in the box.
Sign up for FabFitFun today to get your Fall Editor's Box.
The FabFitFun Fall Editor's Box is in limited supply, and these boxes always sell out. So use our code MESS to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code MESS, M-E-S-S, to get $10 off your first box.
Use promo code MESS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. So go to FabFitFun.com and use our code MESS, M-E-S-S, and get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. Welcome back, guys. We are here still with Sam. He's still talking. He has not stopped talking. We get it. You were a drug addict, okay?
We were talking about Hillary Duff on the break, though. Yeah. I mean, like, very enthusiastically.
And I think you and I were competing of who is the bigger Hillary Duff stan, which is mortifying to say as a 24-year-old.
I mean, imagine being 30.
Yeah, yeah, I was just about to say, you turn 30, so it's worse for you.
And having to still defend my love of Hillary Duff.
I will declare that I don't dislike her, just don't care about her.
Wow, that's a provocative statement.
I think she's controversial.
Actually, my friend Christine. You know what? Even more controversial, she's not that talented.
Wow.
She's not a very... I don't know if it was...
Wow.
Because they always would give her
guys,
to hear,
I've
like,
go.
Cheaper
I'm
by the
so
dozen.
Sorry. This has been great.
No,
they
always
leave.
Give her the worst lines.
She
they
really
give
got
her the
fucked
worst
over in the writing room.
Oh, my God. She just can't act. She can't.
I will say that not all of her projects have served her talents.
But I would say that her... Talents
are minimal.
Are served a lot differently when you're older and 100%. The crush goes away.
She is a delight on younger. She's really, really good on
I
younger.
I take your word for it.
I swear to God,
they
she is.
I always had her playing that like teen. Like, her character in Cheaper by the Dozen made me want to strangle her. She's like, as the only. Like they always make her like give like these big words. Like,
yeah.
Like that movie. What was that serious movie, Greta?
According to Greta.
She cannot play anything but a nice girl.
Oh, so.
She
okay,
cannot,
you're a bigger Hillary
Duff
fan.
I joined
she
the
tried.
Fan club, lied about my cousin it. Being in the Minnesota bridge crash and that we were going to go to a Hillary Duff concert together just so I could get backstage passes and fucking
what?
Meet her.
No, you
psychopath.
Didn't.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
I did that.
That's
things
incredible.
I did that.
Wow.
I was psychotic.
Well, you loved Hillary.
I just
and who
had,
doesn't?
After my
America felt the same
after
way.
After going to three concerts, I had to meet her on the fourth.
I get it. I completely
well, did
understand.
You?
Yes.
Do you have a picture?
It they, worked?
Yes. My mom met her, too.
It worked?
It worked.
Wow.
I have a picture of her kissing my cheek because on my bucket list, it was get a kiss from Hillary Duff on the cheek.
That's adorable.
And she did it out of...
I hate that.
And I was, like, in high school
it's
and, like,
so
kind
cute.
Of over it. And
but
I
loved it.
I had to go to a book signing to do it because I was like, ding.
This is the weirdest thing
yeah,
about
Yeah, I
you.
Really regret sharing that, but, like, honestly... I don't know
right
what I could say
you.
To redeem that.
I'm right there with you. I was a huge Hillary Duff stan too. Lizzie McGuire movie is iconic.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I mean,
the Rhythmic Gymnastics episode? Are you kidding me?
Oh my god.
I mean any episode.
Ribbon
Poor Lelaine, by the way. The girl
is
remember
she
they,
now?
Remember when they had
Lelaine's
David
Carradine? Journey was really dark. Lelaine's journey was not unlike mine.
Her razor
like,
was gilded. Her razor
Lelaine's
was gilded.
She's still finding razor. That razor.
I don't want to drag Lelaine. I don't know what Lelaine's up to, but like
I hope she's doing well.
Why didn't she have a last name?
I'm sending Lelaine so much strength right now on her path, wherever
her
it takes
journey.
Her.
She's like, Cher.
But yeah, if you Google,
or
like,
Madonna.
Where is Lelaine now? Like, it's a
or
dark
Gordo.
Night of the soul.
Gordo did not age well.
Gordo's journey was not excellent either.
No.
I really felt badly about
his
Gordo.
His best-selling book is coming soon.
No, yeah, TBD on Gordo. Like,
yeah.
Big TBD.
Talk about broken
oh
people.
Truly.
Oh, my God,
truly.
Ethan Kraft.
Where is he now?
Yeah,
in
he's
jail.
He's probably not hot anymore.
Is he
yeah,
in jail?
What's he up to?
He honestly wasn't that hot to begin with.
I would agree with that.
Oh, yeah. Man. Ethan Kraft.
Wow, I wish us three could go back in time and watch Lizzie McGuire. Maybe we should just
It'd be
watch.
Creepy, though,
should we have
he'd
a
be
Lizzie
older.
McGuire night? Yeah,
I think
that's
we
true.
Could.
That would be super weird. I'd be like a weird teenager on meth.
Do you remember?
I would have learned a lot about drugs
no.
way before I did.
Really, really
but
bad.
Do you remember when David Carradine was on that?
Yeah.
That was so weird.
I don't think I know who that
Why
is.
Why was David Carradine on Kill Bill? The guy.
What?
On an episode of Lizzie McGuire. Like, that's just always stuck with
Why
me. It was
not,
so weird.
Though? Why not? Lizzie McGuire was for the people.
Why don't I
Lizzie
remember
McGuire
that?
Did not discriminate.
It was like,
I've
I can't
every
remember the
episode.
Plot of it. He was like a, I don't even remember what his role, anyway.
Do you know Hillary Duff? Have you met her?
I've met Hillary Duff. I wouldn't say I know Hillary Duff. I mean, can any of us
I
truly
was,
say
I
that we
you,
know Hillary
I knew
Duff?
You were going to come at me with some bullshit.
You knew that.
I knew
you
it.
Knew
I
was seems to know. I swear to God, on his Insta story, I just see him out with like new people every time.
Yeah.
Debbie Ryan is like the go-to.
I
always
love Debbie.
Yeah, you
She's
and
one
Deb.
Of my best
She's
girlfriends.
The Disney girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was watched, Disney, now Netflix Insatiable.
Yeah, I watched.
Shout out to Deb's
oh,
show.
Oh, yeah, that got a huge thing.
What was that? Like, was that hard being her friend?
It's never hard being Deb's friend. She's like, when I moved to L.A., she and I knew each other and, like, had hung out a little bit when she would come to New York or when I would come to L.A. And when I moved to L.A., She literally like scooped me under her wing and like adopted me. Like she's like took me out, introduced me to all these people.
How did you guys know each other?
We met through a mutual friend who she worked with on a Disney show.
Gotcha. I will say she actually does pull off the name Debbie as a young adult.
100% she does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which she really I don't think is that easy to do.
I
can be a Debbie.
I watched Jessie.
I think I could. Do you think I could?
Is Jessie her show?
It's another
Disney
book.
Was that?
Yeah, that was her show.
I watched babysitting.
I never watched it.
I babysat my teachers and high school's kids, and I had to watch that. And that was one of the only shows that I actually did not want to kill myself
watching. That's like the Rich Nanny one, right? I've like heard of it. It's like the kids, like adopted kids.
Yeah, there's a bunch of kids. The iguana.
I didn't watch it, but like I'd seen it. Hey, Jessie.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful rendition.
I remember that. Yeah.
I loved that.
Wow.
Yeah, that was gorgeous. My Disney
days. Who's the most famous person you text?
Who's the most famous person I text?
The Dalai Lama. He sends me my prayers every morning.
No, that's on Insta Story.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't. You guys text. Are big DMers.
He left you on Red.
Just on IG.
Oh,
yeah. With the Dalai Lama.
The Dalai on IG.
I
thought that rhymed a lot better.
I'm talking to this guy right now.
Oh, my God.
He's really
His name
wise.
Is the Dalai Lama.
Lama, comma, Dali.
He's so
Lama,
funny.
Lama, comma, Dali.
Dolly
He's
Parton.
So crazy. Wow. I don't text with Dolly Parton. I would have to, I mean, different people are famous to different people. You know what I mean? Like,
shut up.
But like they're just shut in up. The world, like the most, you know.
Just shut like, up.
The most famous person like that someone, I text with.
Katy Perry sent you a pie. Just come out with
Katy
it.
Katy Perry's team sent me a pie.
Well, Katy Perry's team is directed by Katy Perry, and she sent you a pie, and that's funny to me.
So
Katy
swish,
Perry
swish,
wanted
bish.
Me to have a pie.
Oh my God.
And I think that's totally, totally PTSD. Reasonable. Should I go through my phone and see?
Oh my God, I hate you.
I mean, like, I just thought you'd have an answer. Like, I would know who the most famous person I text
is. Wait, who is the most famous person you text?
Me?
Like, Christine Sidelko.
Mine is Andy Milonakis. Hee-hee.
I think same. Yeah. Christine Sidelko is the most famous person
I text. Oh, shut up. I think about Andy Milonakis. It's crazy. Oh, because didn't you interview Ariana Grande like recently for Time?
I did.
That's
I did.
Big.
You did?
I wrote the Ariana Grande cover for Time. We did
I
not
saw it
text,
because it had a Twitter moment, and that's the only way
did it
I
have a Twitter
receive
moment?
News. Yeah,
I love.
How
that.
Do you feel when Time covers get Twitter moments?
Really, really good.
If you guys didn't know,
I get a boner.
Sam is an editor at Time.
I think we have done such phenomenal covers in the last couple of years.
I think so,
and
too.
Like some of them have just been so, so incredible.
The
like,
sexual. No. Wait, what was on the Taylor Swift was on?
Yeah, the Person
yeah.
of the Year.
The Women.
The Silence Breakers cover that we did for Person of the Year last year. I was involved in that. That was so cool. I was so proud of that. I thought that was like such a moment.
Yeah. How do you feel when like the Trumpers react to the Time covers? Like, does that piss you off?
No, it doesn't piss me off.
Because if I worked on the cover that they were shitting on, I think I'd be doubly annoyed.
No, it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I think like what we can do, I mean, like, listen, I obviously work there, so I feel really strongly about
totally.
It, but like the cover of Time is literally iconic. Like, I use the word iconic 4,000 times a day.
Yeah,
and
you
I'm
do.
Never using it correctly. The
no,
cover of
I know.
Time
you
is
use
actually,
it for your shoes, I know.
That's 100% true. The cover of Time is actually iconic. Like, it's, like, a piece of history.
Totally.
So, like, when we make a loud statement with that cover that, like, gets people riled up or, like, says something.
That's a big enough win.
Yeah, like, it always feels like a victory to me. So it's been really cool this year to do, like we did Black Panther on the cover in February. We did a Crazy Rich Asians cover. We did Ariana Grande on the cover. Like, we've done some really, really good, like, culture entertainment
stuff.
So
when is, like, the Don't Mess cover?
How do you feel about the breakup?
Well, it's on it. It's next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's
Pete
next week's
Ariana?
Cover. Were you guys surprised by it?
No, absolutely
were
not.
Were you?
I don't think anyone in the world.
I kind of was.
Really?
Is that embarrassing?
How could
Sam,
that ever?
Truly,
how could that
this is
ever
this,
work?
This news has been out for like 2 days. What?
Yeah.
Right? Since we're filming this?
Yeah.
I have not seen a single person who was like, oh, nope. I saw one person who was like, love is dead.
No
I was
one,
like, bye.
Yeah. No one gets engaged that fast and has those like lifestyles and personalities like that and stays together. There's no way.
I've heard of people getting together really fast and staying together. I just didn't get that. Like, there felt something like, oh, I don't want to say this because I don't want to, but like almost publicity stunt about it. Like there was just something.
Well, that was weird. Not really, because what would Pete Davidson have to offer her?
But that's it's like, was it to help?
You know
boost
what I
him?
Think?
Like, I don't know. It's just to
I
me,
think
it seems
was,
so.
And
I think it was genuine at the time.
And I don't know her that well. And
I don't
so, like,
either.
I
of course.
Can't. I can't like.
I'm speculating like all the rest of
yeah,
you on Twitter.
I'm just speculating like a normal.
Yeah,
but
like a Stan.
Just like a regular old normal.
I'm
but
a civilian.
What, but what I yeah like Gen Pop. But what I will say is, I've heard multiple famous people say Gen Pop when talking about like non-famous people. It's drops a real thing.
Names.
Yeah, I won't. I won't do that.
I refuse. I will never.
I will never betray my sources. But no, speaking as a member of the Gen Pop, what I can say is that, I think we've all had... maybe not all of us, but it's very easy to get into relationships that are so intense and you're so obsessed with each other and it's like a drug and then it just completely implodes. I've had relationships like that. Have you had relationships like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't fucking get engaged.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
That's a much more extreme way, where I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
I had a boyfriend in third grade.
Who was he?
Kyle Misiewicz.
Oh my god.
You sucked. He got me a unicorn.
I sucked unicorn. And I was like, ew, what?
Gross. Can we not?
It's like, you dirty
bird. He broke both of his legs, and me and this girl, Megan Souffrant, had a crush on him, and we were fighting over who would get to push him in his wheelchair, and I won.
I thought you were fighting over who got to sign what leg.
No.
I want to sign the left.
I want to sign it now, Megan.
I want to sign closer to the dick.
I was just going to say that, and I hate that I was, and I'm glad you did, so I didn't have to.
Thank you.
Don't you think, though, that I don't think of marriage as being, because I'm gay, marriage seems like a further down the line thing, even though there's no reason for that. Wait, in my head.
How the gay culture a lot of times is to have fun. Well, and date around, right?
I think rushing into an engagement seems like something that straight people would do more than gay people necessarily because we haven't had marriage for as long. And so, I just don't even think of that as being
Oh, they have the luxury of being able to do that is what you're saying.
I mean, we do now too.
But they always have, and they've always been.
So if you're growing up as a straight person, you've always been thinking about getting married.
Yeah.
As gay people, we've been thinking about getting married as an option for not that long. It's a secondary thing that occurs to me. You know what I mean? I'm going to be single for the rest of my life, so it doesn't matter. Same. It's irrelevant.
I'm a virgin.
Oh my God, Christine.
That's my friend Christine.
That's my friend Christine. She's the coolest virgin I know.
Oh my God, we have to talk about this. This is my favorite bit ever. I met Sam Coachella 2017, and it was my world opened up. And I'm like, this dude is so fucking funny. We would walk around, so many bits. We would yell random white girl names in public places to no one. We'd be like, Tiffany, Jessica.
I mean, that is one of my favorite bits to do. Wait, I'm going to do it to Mark. It's when you're talking to someone and then you're like, Stacy.
Yeah.
Hi. No, call me.
Yeah.
Call me. Just yelling
stupid
across.
Bitch. Yeah. How have you been? Where have you been?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. At no one. And then people would just turn around and be like, what's going on?
Oh, my God. I have such FOMO listening to this. This sounds so fun.
Yeah, it was so funny. And then the other one is like, that's my blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
It's this very Disney Channel kids movie narrator voice that I do 100 times a day.
Yeah, and then he introduced me to it, and then I break away from the conversation and can't wait to start it.
And that's my friend Chris. He's pretty crazy, but he has a really big heart.
Yeah, we would just
And I also have a huge cock.
Wow. Oh my God, wow. I don't think that was in any Disney movies, but great.
No, Cadet Kelly?
Oh yeah, no, that was. That was a big part of Cadet Kelly. Yeah.
Who's calling you? Is it someone famous?
Yeah.
I actually know who that is. I matched with them on Raya.
Oh my God, really?
Remember when you tried to get me on Raya?
Wait, did I give you a pass for Raya?
As a joke, you tried to...
I have a pass for Raya if you want.
I don't know what
we can all give you Raya
means.
Passes.
So you need a, I don't need
Raya's
it.
Raya's so bad now.
Raya's dismal. I will say that having a conversation about Raya is maybe the least relatable thing that two people can talk about.
It's unbearable, completely unbearable. That was more of a side note I wanted to add to finally tell someone who could understand what I'm saying. Raya is basically this dating app for the entertainment industry with air quotes, and it was initially for celebrity dating.
It started out as Tinder for celebrities, and it has since
just degraded.
Yeah, declined just into...
It's going to be...
Should I let YouTubers in?
No,
Chris.
No. They let Instagram bloggers and
I just don't even know who anyone is anymore.
If you don't need special treatment at the airport, you don't need to be on Raya.
That's 100% true.
That should have been their mission statement all along.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's gone downhill, and that was a comment that I just wanted to tell someone who would understand and relate.
I just feel we have a responsibility to keep Raya famous. I think with so
make
many
Raya
causes.
Make Raya great again.
Yeah, make
Dare
Raya great again. Wow, that's powerful.
I already have the shipment
that's
of red
a really,
hats
really
in mail.
Powerful statement. Statement to make. Anyway, yeah, we did a lot of bits at Coachella. It was pretty unbearable. We had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Do you enjoy Coachella?
That was, I would say, mostly my version of hell. That Coachella, yeah.
Even with all your celebrity friends there?
That doesn't make that much of a difference. Yeah. It's still
Remember
pretty.
Well, I was just telling him today how we saw Odell Beckham Jr. and Amber Rose riding on a tandem bicycle.
Oh my God!
Do you
that's
remember that?
Right, I forgot
and
about
like,
that.
Honestly,
like,
hearing
like,
that
is
for
happening?
Two black people,
how did
that is the whitest thing I've ever
that?
Heard.
That's crazy.
I know, because he likes Amber Rose. Well, and Odell Beckham
I like
Jr.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah,
Jr. more.
And so then I told, literally just today. Well, I guess I thought of it because you were coming in, but so funny.
The thing that was so insane about Coachella last year, and I don't know if it was like that this year because I didn't go because I was just like, I physically can't.
Yeah,
oh
like,
God.
Fuck Chella.
I paid for it this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, who are you there with?
Grindr.
Oh my God, that's right.
Man.
Grindr sponsorship.
And then the
yeah.
guy that, oh, I probably shouldn't say this, never mind. Never mind. Yeah, but yeah, no, Grindr, we went to Coachella with Grindr with their Instagram. And we went, there was a party with Charli XCX and Cupcake. And then this girl.
Oh, yeah, I didn't go to that
from
party.
Orange is the New Black, the one, I don't watch that show. I watched like
either.
Three episodes. She's like the white trash one, like the me. Like,
Karen Manning.
That's it. Had a DJ set at that party.
Yeah.
No one cared. No one gave a shit.
Oh, no.
You
told me
empty.
This. You told me
it was
that.
Empty.
Hurts my heart.
And I looked up and I'm
poor
like,
Taryn.
Is she from that lesbian Netflix show? And my friend's like, yeah. And I was like, no one was around the dance floor. But then Jordan Woods came and everyone was like, oh my God. But she, like, it wasn't that bad. But she had like two security guards and like, but no one was really trying to get at her.
Here's the thing that I need to say about Coachella last year that is like branded in my memory forever. So, like, when you have like an artist wristband or like, or whatever, like the highest level of access, like, there's like a separate area and like an entrance into the venue.
Yeah, no, we're influencers, we know.
The venue is like the main campground is so far from the drop-off that when you leave, it is this stampede of famous people going down this dusty path trying to get to their cars, which is
it's
the
like
most
migration.
Surreal sight you will ever witness. There is dust flying everywhere. It's the middle of the night. And I swear to you, like, I was standing right behind Kendall Jenner and her security just, like, hoofing it through the dirt trying to get to their cars. And it's, like, a mile. Like, it's a really, really
When's
long
this
way.
This time cover coming? I want pictures of this. Like,
Should
I'm
I do my Coachella
like,
expose?
I'm picturing, like, flowing gowns with, like, headlights from behind
of famous
and dust.
People out of Coachella, out of the artist entrance, is one of the wildest sights
you'll
we'll ever
how-
see.
Much people post about loving it and how quickly people leave it.
I only
oh
care
yeah.
If I
oh
care
no.
About
a speedy exit.
It's like goodbye.
A truly speedy exit.
Yeah, they're just there to show off their outfits and then leave.
Yeah. Like here's the Ferris wheel.
I mean, same.
Like I'd go again if someone paid for it and there was artists that I cared about. But
yeah.
There aren't.
Even really. If there aren't artists, it's just like fun to get fucked up at a music festival if it's paid for.
Yeah,
I was
yeah,
really
I
bummed to miss
go.
Beyonce. I was sad about Beyonce. I would have loved
but
to have
Lady
seen
Gaga,
Beyonce.
We heard The Cure. Oh my God. The
we
Cure.
Did hear The Cure.
The first ever
we heard
to
the
hear
first
the Cure.
Performance of The
and
Cure.
And we could have been in A Star Is Born, the fucking scene. Remember? I told you, but oh my God. Should we talk about that?
Yeah.
Sam got me into The Star Is Born premiere.
I know.
I did.
I died.
I did that.
I died.
Okay, I want to set this up by saying that, like, we talked about that maybe 8 months ago.
Oh, they've
like,
been
we,
talking about
we
this.
We talked about it so long
like,
ago.
Like,
Christine,
before
Christine
I, like,
was
the
like,
movie was
Sam,
even done,
if you
I think.
Get invited to the Star Is Born premiere, you
oh,
have to bring
I know,
me.
I know.
And I, like, hustled and made that happen.
And he didn't
because
forget.
I knew. I would never forget
I know.
That. I would
well,
never
I,
forget
now
that.
I know, yeah.
I took that very seriously.
And
I was like, I'm going to make this dream come true.
Okay, I want to go backstage at the Fleetwood Mac concert, their last tour. So
that's like a very chill ask. I think that's easy to pull off.
Oh,
I'm being sarcastic.
I wish you were to
no.
Oh, oh my God, you got us into Niall Horan too, where I was standing next
oh,
to
I did
when
get
we
you
brushed,
guys into Niall
we brushed
Horan.
Hands
I
with Shania
about
Twain.
That.
Oh, I went
was
up
right
to
there.
Shania Twain and talked to her.
I was standing
like,
next
my
to Niall's
crush.
Mom the whole time.
That
wow.
you were. And I have never
wow.
seen Christine fangirl.
I was like,
You that so was I'm the most trying, I've yeah. seen you fangirl.
Wait, were you fangirling over Niall?
Yeah, but
just
then
I think
the fact
whole,
that her mom was
yeah.
oh my God, he was so close.
Yeah,
and
that show was crazy. It was so
went,
tiny.
It was
the
so
album
tiny.
Didn't even
and
yeah. come out yet. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Was,
yeah.
Oh, so good.
That was a magical
favorite.
I really
night.
Like that album too.
Yeah, Flicker, so good. He's like new John Mayer, not really, but kind of.
Shout out to Niall.
Shout out to Niall Horan.
Hi Niall, if you're listening.
I love Niall Horan with his brown eyes and blue hair. Make you do this. It's a vine. Thank you.
I'm all about it. What ended up happening after A Star Is Born? You guys went out, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I got in. Anthony and Willem and I got in his Jeep, which is a two-door.
Okay,
I had to
chill.
Climb in the back.
Fun.
And then we went to some bar where Anthony was DJing. And then I was there for maybe 20 minutes. I don't really remember getting home. I was pretty wasted.
Get it, girl.
And that's...
I mean, that was a fun party.
Yeah, it was fun. Lady Gaga walked by. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Lady Gaga was just like blazing through.
We saw RuPaul's lady. He was like, I'm like, ooh.
We saw Ru.
A meeting of minds.
I know.
A think tank.
A real legend.
Yes, truly, yes. A real summit. Right. Exactly. RuPaul and Gaga.
Featured creators only.
Please welcome.
Featured creators only. Bye.
I hate that. Lady Gaga, featured creator.
Willem was amazing. He got so many laughs.
I didn't even realize Willem was in the movie.
He was so good in the movie, too. He was really, really good. I love Willem.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
I want to do this for longer, but I feel like it's been 3 hours of us just like gaggling about. This is just us gaggling. Hanging out.
It has been 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Indeed, indeed. The razors have been gilded. I repeat. Anyway.
Is that becoming a movie, by the way?
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember.
I'm very excited about
that. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
It was a TV show initially.
It was supposed to be a TV show, and then we did a little kind of rethinking earlier this year.
And it's actually going to be a movie.
I mean, we're working on the script right now.
Yeah. Those things take forever.
Yeah, it takes so long.
I am so happy this is because, like,
I think it's going to be, I'm really, really excited about it.
Can I have a cameo?
Oh my God, absolutely.
Can I be your dealer?
Can I play you? I look like you.
Wait, what?
No. Oh, you've told me we look alike.
Do I? Did I?
I don't know. That's the only reason I'm going off.
I don't
that.
Think I
Are we
think so. Wait,
twins?
No.
We might be.
You look similar, but it could just because you're both white.
That's
it's
fair.
It's probably it.
That's fair.
Your noses probably it. Turn to the side. Similar.
No, you have a better nose.
Oh my God, thank
well,
you
it's
so
better,
much.
Well, it's better, similar. No, I'm kidding. No, you don't look alike.
Wait, that's so but I'm excited that's going to be a movie.
Yeah, I'm really excited too. I was over in London with the writer I'm working on it with last month.
Clink, clink, more champagne.
I'm sorry, can someone bring me more water and my champagne flute? Thank you. oh my God, Christine actually just poured water
Christine
in my
delivered
champagne.
And on the table.
And I spilled.
Yeah,
yep.
Imperfect. But yeah, I'm really, really, really excited about it.
And then when can we expect your new book?
Yeah.
In like a little over a year. It's going to be a really long time. Hmm.
Cool.
But
are you
going to
write
me
in it?
It's really good, though. Do you want to be in the acknowledgments?
I doubt it.
Oh my God.
I would love that.
I would actually.
I also don't know why I said I doubt it. That was really mean, and that's not true.
I'm not even mad
You're
about it.
You've done it, aren't you? Or you're close to it?
It's like we still have to edit it, but it's like pretty done.
Yeah,
yeah, cool. it's in good shape. I think it's called Broken People.
Yeah,
Expect
we know.
It out.
You said
you
told us.
You got it. You're broken.
I'm just gonna fucking
people
go.
Are broken.
It's been a nightmare.
The razors
it's been
are
an
gilded.
Absolute nightmare.
And meth abound. Okay. Thank you so much for coming.
That was a great way to sum up this episode, Christine.
But I just the word abound.
Abound.
Yeah.
Great.
I really am. Like, I feel so grateful. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Always. Just grateful that you like. I feel like your time is so valuable.
Oh
I don't
my
know
God.
If it's because you're like an editor at Time or whatever, but
I'm. It's literally not valuable at all.
Well, that's,
yeah,
I
would
I
just
think
be like
that's
editing.
Right.
Yeah,
I
Christine doesn't think
I'm
that.
Very aware
yeah, Christine
of how
knows how I spend my time. Yeah,
okay,
right.
Cool.
Which is irresponsibly. But thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah.
This was so fun.
Yeah.
I love you all.
Oh my God.
This was so
oh my
fun.
God.
Let's
Jessica,
do it again soon, sweetie.
You gotta come on my podcast, girl.
Michelle. Michelle, how's your carpet tunnel?
I wasn't there, but hey.
Oh man. Goodbye.
Where can people find you online?
Oh yeah.
At Sam Lansky on Twitter and Instagram.
And people can buy your book on Amazon?
They can buy it anywhere.
Mm.
You know what? Support independent
fly
booksellers.
To Canada.
Okay.
Fly to Canada. Go to the airport bookstore. Get your copy of the best-selling book,
I don't think
the
it's
Gilded
there
Razor.
Anymore.
We hear
Christine,
it's there.
But yeah. No,
we hear
no, no,
it's there, Sam.
Cool.
Just,
yeah. Thank you. Great talk. Thanks, guys.
Meet you in Winnipeg.
Can't wait.
Bye.
Saskatoon.
Saskatchewan.
That's a place, right?
Manitoba. Maybe it might not
Manitoba.
Be pronounced exactly like that.
Nova
but
Scotia.
Hey. Anyway,
don't,
all
don't
of our Canada fans are alive.
Yeah,
they're
yeah
like,
right.
What?
Yeah. Oh my God, thank you
we
for acknowledging
know places
us.
Places in Canada.
I've truly seen.
Alrighty, guys. We'll see you next episode. Bye. Don't miss. Don't miss.